How did you rise from a data processor with Rensselaer County to the highest office in that county?
That's a good question, but now I'll date myself. When I was in the IT department, when I started with the county out of college, we were automating things that previously had not been automated. So I got to know a lot about how county and city government functioned, because we were a joint bureau of the city and the county. As a result of that, I learned an awful lot about the inner working of county government, and then I moved from there into budgeting, which gave me even more information. And so that gave me the background to feel comfortable as a county legislator, and then having the opportunity to run for county executive.
16 years of service, and what were some of the key issues that you faced during your tenure?
Well, first of all, I was appointed in May of 2001 and was running that fall. And if you will recall, that was the year of the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon. And so I wasn't in office 4 months when all of that happened. And it set the tone very quickly for the need to be collaborative with other levels of government, to communicate with the residents and make sure that we had an open government and they knew what we knew with regard to all of what was happening. It set the tone for all of the preparedness work that we've since done with the state, with the federal government, with the citizenry in the county, so that no matter what happens, we have plans in place, even if it's in a generic sense, for people to, again, come together across all levels of government, work with the citizenry to react to a man-made or natural disaster.
What would you say were some of the most successful initiatives and programs under your watch?
One of the things that we're very proud of that we're wrapping up right now, and it'll actually finish up a little bit into next year, is our public safety system upgrade. It's about a $22 million investment that is available to all of the fire departments, ambulance squads, and the police departments will eventually move onto this system as well. So it's new equipment on our radio towers, it's new radios, it's new communications equipment, a new dispatch center, new paging system. So we really shored up the emergency response system in this county tremendously, and as well partnered with the state and partnered with our neighboring counties so that we have interoperability with those entities that we've never had before, providing greater public safety as a result. That's one thing. I'm also very happy with what we have been able to accomplish with the finances in the county. We have built up the fund balance, or the rainy day fund, if you will. We've increased the bond rating. We have put in place with our department heads the notion that they're a part of this balancing the needs of our residents and the unfunded state mandates that we have to deal with by constantly looking at how can we be more efficient, more effective, and perhaps generate revenue other than the property taxpayers, recognizing the burden that they bear.
Any disappointments or wish you had done differently?
Well, I think there's always that, but, you know, here and there. I would say the biggest disappointment is, despite the fact that I've had 16 years, there are still things that I will leave unfinished that I would have liked to have time to do. But oftentimes in government, it is about the long-range planning, but then about putting out the fires on a day-to-day basis. And I'm very blessed to have worked with the wonderful team that I have in terms of the department heads, the legislators, the county employees, and I believe that we've been able to deliver services in a very cost-effective manner, but take care of those who needed us when they needed us, and that's something that I'm very proud of and very thankful to have had the opportunity to do.
You did make headlines back in November 2015 when you crossed party lines and endorsed a Democrat for the mayor of Troy, and that Democrat just happened to be your brother, Patrick Madden.
Yes, I did. I think that for me, family has always been a priority. Our family is very close, and if any of my siblings had a dream or an aspiration that I could support, I certainly would. And in that instance, it also took priority over politics, not only because he's my brother, but because I thought he was the person most capable of running city government in a city that I live in. So I had skin in the game in multiple ways on that one.
So, of course, the big question, what made you decide not to seek another term?
I love this job, but it is 70 or 80 hours a week that I put into it. I don't know how to do it any differently. And the older I get, the less gas I have in the tank for anything else at the end of that 70 or 80 hours. And I have other things that I would like to do, both in terms of family, in terms of travel, in terms of priorities with regard to downsizing and moving on to other things.
Any advice for your successor, Steve McLaughlin?
I would say first and foremost that trust the team that's in place. We have very dedicated people who know the jobs that they're doing well, but also are very passionate about serving the people in this county. And then the other advice I would give is to acknowledge the service and sacrifice of so many in our communities, certainly our veterans first and foremost. Our seniors who've done so much for us, and our public safety professionals and volunteers who give so much of themselves to the community.
Any parting words to the people that you have served for the past 16 years?
I want to thank them first and foremost for allowing me to serve. I would not be here without their vote. I want to thank them for their support and their kindness over the years, and to so many of them who are doing so much to make their communities better. I want to thank them.